You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 26 to 29. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? This is the word of the Lord. He says that if anybody sins willfully, you are saved, you became a believer, but then you start going into sin. You know it is a sin, you continue to do it. If that is how you are living, the scripture says, now look at it, says, if we sin willfully, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Jesus is not coming to come and die for you again. It's your choice. It is willingly, so you have made a choice. Brethren, we must not play with sin. Now, he says, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment. Some people don't want to hear this. They want to portray God as a Father Christmas. God is love, and God is also a consuming fire. He is love, and is also a consuming fire. There are so many sides to God. God is just, and part of his justice is that a sinner must face consequences of his sin, either through Jesus Christ, who paid for it on the cross, or he pays it himself in the lake of fire. A fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. The same judgment that will devour the adversaries of God, the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, demons, all his angels, all of them in the lake of fire. It will be the same thing for people who continue to live like this. And he now illustrated it. He said that under Moses, for example, if you committed adultery under the law of Moses, they will carry stone and stone you to death. They brought a woman to Jesus. They wanted to stone her. If you blaspheme God, they will stone you to death. They accused Stephen of blasphemy. They stoned him to death. They crushed his brain, his liver, his spinal cord, his ribs, everything. They crushed it with stone. It's a terrible way to die. And so he was saying, if this is how punishment came for those who disobeyed the law under Moses, how much more now when you now trample upon Jesus? You are a pastor, you are indulging in sin. You are mounting the pulpit, but you are willfully going into sin. You know this thing is wrong, you still go ahead and do it. He says that. He's asking a question. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be thought worthy? If under the law, this is how people perish, how much more when you now trample the free grace of God? Did you know he talks about, he said, when you have insulted the Spirit of grace, we are saved by grace. It is insulting grace for you to continue in sin. The Bible said the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to say no to every ungodliness. So you are insulting the Spirit of grace by continuing willfully in sin. Repent today. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.